WSHF 567, morning time. WSHF 567, good morning, channel. WSHM 738. WSHF 567, good morning.
Good morning, Sam. Hey, I have a question for you again. This came up a while ago. You know, smaller rims, like for zero turns, do you say you can put tires on them things with that tire machine, or are those rims too dinky?
On the smaller ones to break the bead, I have to do the smaller ones by hand.
Okay. Well, there's a smart thing. How much does that pay an hour?
Been happening all morning. The smaller tires, the bigger tires on the rear fit on the machine, but the smaller tires do not.
Say that part again? I didn't understand what you meant.
The rear tires go on the machine, but the smaller tires will not.
Oh, the caster tires. Yeah, I get that. No, I'm talking about the rear tires. They're like 18 by 7.5.
Yeah, I could do them.
Alright. My old tires are really, they're not even rubbery anymore back there.
Yeah, you know, the first set of rubbers they sell you with the machine are usually cheap anymore. I don't know why.
Well, because it's all about making money.
There you go. I just didn't want to say it, but you know it's true. Yes, I can put a set of tires on there for you. Just get your rubbers, and if you want to bring over the machine or bring over the tires, I'll do them while you wait.
Yeah, I might do that. Might even order them today, Sam, to tell you the truth. I can order them with the rims, but, you know, that's like $300 plus shipping. What's a good brand of tire, you know, offhand?
No, I don't. You just got to look around online. I don't buy them, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, gotcha. I'll figure it out. I'll get some ordered up today, probably. Thing's about 13 or 14 years old, so, you know, those tires are kind of dry rotted. They're not cracking, but they're hard, you know what I mean? They're not even rubbery.
I just copy that. Yep. Just order some new ones or bring the tires over, like I said, or bring the machine with the tires. I don't care how you do it. It doesn't matter to me. Just get the tires here however you got to get them here, and I'll take care of it.
I just be bringing the rims and the old tires with me, with the new tires. It's probably what I'd do.
Easy Easy breezy. WRWB at 49 or stand by.
WSBT 754.
Hey, what's going on, Charlie? We got you in there. What's going on there, Charlie? WRWB 49.
Yeah, I was just coming through traffic and the curves down there is kind of tied up. Morning.
Yep, good morning.
And everywhere it goes, construction. They get Marysville down to one lane both ways. 13 mile between Little Mac and Gratiot. One lane. Here we go.
Yeah, man, you know, they said there's going to be a lot of road construction projects in Macomb County.
You know, it's Michigan and we should be used to it, but nevertheless, it's always a pain in the butt.
Exactly. Yep, every year it's the same thing over and over.
Man, I almost hit somebody's puppy. Oh my God. It's a little white poodle running around out here. He took off down there behind that. Was that Kroger right there? Oh my God, almost nailed that poor thing.
Not your fault. I mean, you know, you couldn't help it.
I didn't hit him. I was able to miss him when he crossed and went down that road. But, oh, man, I hate hitting animals. I don't care if it's a squirrel, a puppy, a deer. I don't like hitting animals.
Well, sometimes you can't avoid it. It just happens. But, anyway. Oh, you must be talking about the Cobras there, what, 13-9 aggression?
Yeah, right there. Saw a bus or something was stopping. I figured he was letting out passengers, and then that little puppy blasted out from in front of him. I'm lucky I didn't get hit in the tail. Yeah, I just don't like hitting animals, man. That's somebody's puppy.
Yeah, I understand, but, you know, sometimes you can't help it.
What's up with that tone, man?
Somebody messing around.
Oh, go figure. Of course.
A disgruntled person that, you know, is dealing with a personality complex.
I got a full crew today, I think. Hopefully. And I won't have to work as hard as yesterday. I was tired when I left.
Yeah, oh man. Yeah, you were saying that you were running out of skeleton crew and then you had, you know, problems going on.
can't wait. I just cannot wait to be done with it. Oh, well, here's what it is. It's coming.
Yeah, well, not soon enough, right?
Not soon enough. It's just so close, and it seems like it's so far away. Oh, man. What's the weather up to today? Not supposed to rain, I hope.
I think it was supposed to get up into the 70s, wasn't it?
Well, at least we're done with the sub-zero weather and that sort of thing. Got better days coming. Just get through this rain period and we'll be all right.
Yep, pretty much. You know, I tried calling for you yesterday afternoon, but you must have got it early.
Nah, I got out of there a little late, finishing up a couple of things, and ended up talking to the boss a little bit. Was up in his office, and heck, before I knew it, man, it was like 4 o'clock, 4:45, something like that. It was late. Nothing like giving up time. Wasn't working though. I mean, just kind of shooting the bull.
Yeah, I get you. Okay. Yeah, this, I mean, it was just Sam and I, and then we had Jim in there for a minute. That was it, and had to go back into work.
Yeah, my dog sees that sunshine and everything in the afternoon when I get home, and other people walking their dogs and whatnot. He's like, is it our turn? Is it our turn? Sorry, buddy. Not today.
Yeah, I hear you.
So I was talking to this guy yesterday. He's a new GMRS guy down in St. Clair. He was working off one of those, I think I told you, one of them folding antennas off a bow thing. Talked him into buying one of them Radiodity DB 30, 20, whatever the heck they are. He picked that up, and that didn't work for him, so he bought a $40 three-element Yagi. He had that thing up in a window, just kind of leaning up in the window, sort of pointing north, and I was able to hear him. He said he was getting into the Mount Clemens machine over the weekend.
Yeah, I think I heard him yesterday. That was the guy that he was talking to one of the jammers, and he was talking to. He was talking about, a buddy of him over the weekend helped them get this antenna and helped them look into getting his ham license. Was that you that was, helping him?
Yep, that sounds like the guy. Yeah. I showed him, he wanted to build an antenna, and I gave him a couple of YouTube videos to see, and but I guess he ended up buying it. I mean, why not? It was only $40, so seemed to work out for him. He ain't got no way of getting it mounted outside right now. He's renting a house or renting an apartment in a house upstairs or something. I don't know. He's going to try and finagle a way to get a PVC post outside of a window or something to try and get it above the roof line. But I was impressed. He was at least hitting the machine. I told him, I said, dude, I can't even do that, and I'm 30 feet in the air with 11 elements.
Yeah, he was coming in yesterday, and when he said Marysville, I'm like, well, wait a minute, that's where you live. Like, how the heck is he getting in? And I'm thinking, well, maybe he's just, you know, in a different spot, or I don't know. You know, but, yeah, he was getting in.
Got children playing, eh?
Of course.
Yeah, the guy he was talking to is someone causes unwanted QRM every once in a while and runs SkyWarnNet.
I still have the question that hasn't been answered. I wonder how much that pays an hour. Good morning, Charlie, Mike.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Probably some new hired dentnoid for the crew.
Well, who knows, but I heard your heard your one guy out here, Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, that stupid tone has been going on for about, 20 minutes, Charlie?
More than that, they were doing it to Sam before I jumped in the shower at 4:20 or something, 4:30, somewhere there.
Yeah, the machine's got its own courtesy tone. We don't need another one.
Nothing but a bunch of yahoos.
Well, I will say this. The one girl that was gone for 3 days, it's been very peaceful without her. She's a very loud girl. Very loud. All the time. It was very peaceful without having her around for 3 days. But she'll be back today. She reminds me of that old woman you find in an old dive bar at the end of the bar that's just loud all night long.
Yep, I know what you mean. There used to be one like that, what was the name of that watering hole? Cracker Jack's, right there at Gratiot and Quinn Road. There used to be one in there.
I mean, she's all right and everything, but, man, she's got nothing but troubles, man. You know, and it's the old, you brought them on yourself, you know. You got two kids you can't afford, two baby daddies, one's in prison, the other one's a scruff, and living with her dad, and she hates that. She hates working. She thinks she needs more money. She thinks she does more than everybody. And it, you know, one of them. And all her problems are all self-made, you know. You should have made better choices, but she's the other girl's good friend and everything. My good worker, she's the one that brought her in. And I tell her probably 3 times a week, you did this. You did this, man.
Oh, boy. Anyway, well, guys, I got to get ready for work. I kind of woke up late this morning. I got to work early today, like extremely early. So with that being said, I will catch you guys later. WRWB 49 will be clear on your guys' final.
Okay, Mike, have a good day. We'll probably catch you this afternoon. WSBT 754.
Yep, see you, Mike. See you, Charlie. It's about your time, too, so you guys have a good one. WSHM 738.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and make the coffee. See you, Paul. Drive safe. Catch you later. WSBT 754.
WSEU 202, good morning. WRWR 357. Station 329. Station 329. WING 48, copy.
Good morning, everybody. This is WSET 257. I'm in mobile monitoring.
WSIJ 839, listening. Singer la di da di da.
3522, radio check.
WSMG 522, just looking for a radio check. Hello.
Radio check is good there, 522, I believe you said there. WSMG 3922, on time.
Hello, hello, this is Chris responding. I can hear your radio nice and clear. This is WSSF 8613, reporting from Troy, Michigan.
Hello, hello, on this beautiful, I don't know what day it is. Tuesday. I wasn't expecting that.
WRVV690. Thanks for listening.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by. Copy on WSBT 754, WRWB 49, calling.
WRWB, Mike, you're coming in loud and clear today. WSGT 772, Chevy Township.
What's going on there, Paul? Must be the temperature, propagation, and my QTH at the moment, and of course, you know, the troposphere.
Oh yeah, the wind didn't have anything to do with it though. Oh yeah, just on my way home, and you know, I had my cataract surgery on my right eye last Thursday, and right eye is feeling really good. It's a slow process, and man, I must have been blind because everything is looking very clear, bright, and vivid. I can see.
You do, like, install, like, OLED 4K vision in you?
Yeah, you got a smart TV big screen. Go on your settings and turn it on vivid. And that's how I'm seeing the world. It's bright and clear.
Oh yeah, I get it. Yeah, that's cool. You know, that's what you want. Not glossy, and when you look at things, you know, it's just like a big blur, and traffic lights look like a big ball of light. My grandma had cataracts, and you know, she'd say to me, you know, is it green or is it still red? Because it just looks like a big ball of light to me. I'm like, what? And you're driving still? Oh, geez.
With my eye, it was like looking through a yellow fog is what I was seeing. And my left eye, I go in April 30th to get the left eye done.
Okay, so I think it was like a one-day procedure. You're like in and out within like a few hours.
Now, surgery is about 10 minutes tops. And, shoot, right after the surgery, got my clothes on, my cousin and I, we went to a big boy next door and had breakfast.
WSBT 754. Hey, Mike. Hey, Paul. Mike, I'm going to be on the phone. I'll catch you in the morning.
Noon time there, Charlie.
Alrighty, Charlie. Hey, I'm at my destination, so you have a fine evening, and we'll chat with you maybe tomorrow. WSGG 772. Clear after you.
going on with you there, Charlie?
On the phone with my dad, man. I'll talk to you in the morning, WSBT 754.
Catch you later there. Good luck with that. And we'll catch you later, Paul. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
Everybody, this is the WSET 257, I'm in mobile and monitoring.
WSHB 336, mobile monitoring.
Hello, this is Chris responding from Royal Oak. I do seem to be a little farther from that repeater, so you might not hear me, okay? WSMF
8618, come in. Radio check, break, can you hear me? Not working. Over.
Bye, Momo. WSMI 591 radio check.
Hello, this is Chris from Royal Oak. Your transmission is loud and clear over here, WSMS 861.
Hey, Chris, how you been? How's that repeater treating you that I gave you the frequency to?
The repeater's doing pretty good. I am a little bit further away from the McCobe repeater, but hey, if you can hear me, that's all that matters.
Good stuff. I just made a makeshift mast for my Yagi antenna out my window. It seems to be doing a little bit better. I'm getting clearer reception.
Oh yeah, and I was able to add that ham repeater you told me about to my memory on the walkie-talkie. And it seems to be pretty active. I'm really happy with listening in on them.
Very good. I'm glad to hear that.
Well, take care and enjoy your new antenna setup. I'll be stepping down to monitor and standby. I am talking to a friend right now, so I'll be right back after that.
Sounds good. I'll be around monitoring as well. WSMI 591.
Take care. WSMS 861.
So, back when I was transmitting before, people said I had a little bit of bacon fry going on. I'm wondering if this mask has helped clear any of that up. Does anybody that I've talked to before hear me any better? WSMI 591. Is anybody else monitoring?
WRYS 363 is monitoring.
Hey, so I just put up a new mast, and people were saying that I had a little bit of bacon fry going on. I'm wondering if it's still present or if my mast is helping at all. How do I sound on your end?
I get a little bit of Henson, but I am mobile, so it might be a combination of the two. WRYS 363, clear and back to monitoring.
Am I still coming through?
You're still coming in pretty good. Still got a little bit of that background noise, though.
I just think it's my distance. I'm all the way out here in St. Clair hitting the Mount Clemens repeater with a three-element Yagi.
All things considered, I'd say you're doing pretty good. I would take that little bit of sizzle in the background over that because you're very readable. I could still hear you when I was out in Southfield.
Wonderful. Glad to hear it, man. You stay safe driving out there, all right?
Appreciate that. Have a good evening. WRYS 363, clear.
Jaguar, WB-49, and we're standing by.
WSMI 591, monitoring. WSMI 591, anybody got a copy right now? WSMI 591, anybody listening?
WIZ, Flight 8, radio check.
WSMI 591, I'm hearing you loud and clear, Jack.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm on the walkie-talkie. UB-32, morphing. It sounds good anyhow. I like my walkie-talkie.
Yeah, you're not coming in bad at all for being on a handheld, that's for sure.
Yes, it is. 10 watts, and the screen is so beautiful. I don't know if you like color screen or not. The numbers are green, and show you that what numbers is it, and show you the almost everything. And the bottom one, it's a different color screen.
Yeah, I upgraded from the UV5R to the 5RM, and the difference was like night and day. The screen on the 5RM is so much nicer. You said you had which bulb thing?
It's a UV32 go on Amazon. It's $54, but it's a DMR too. It's not all the UHF, VHF. It's a DMR. I don't know if you're a ham or not. I'm a ham, so I use that DMR too.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of different ham repeaters. I'm currently studying for my ham license so I can start talking with the K8FPI guys, because the repeater in Richmond's fairly close. So, I mean, having a radio that can do a little bit of everything is always a nice touch.
Yeah, I have a PYT-9600, and I can reach from Rochester all the way to Richmond with that 50-watt radio.
That's super impressive.
That is. I like this radio because it's got different color. We've got white, red, green, yellow. It has all these colors. I don't know if you know that or not. I haven't seen so many radios. There's another radio, Anytone. It has these colors. But this one, you know, the Anytone is about $149. This one is only about $54.
Yeah, I think I paid about $50 for my 5RMs. I got two of them, antennas, chirp cord, and the whole nine. So, I mean, for $50 for the UV32, that's not bad at all.
Not really at all, no. You will like it. I don't know. Try to get one, see if you can get one. Get one, but you will like it because it's got up and down, and it's 10 watt radio. It's not even 5. It's 10 watts, and it really, the way I like it, it's got white, green, red, blue, yellow, and all that stuff. You can program it that way. To give you all these different colors on the frequency. You can use it. I'm using it right now, you know, you don't have to have a DMR. When you get your license, you're already ready to go.
Yeah, definitely like the colors on my Radiodity DB25G. I can customize the interface to have a bunch of different colors for when I'm transmitting, receiving, base channel names, backlit screens, all that fancy stuff. And it's pretty nice having those quality of life and a little radio like that.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's the one I like. The rest of them, you know, I don't mind that I have one to show you everything, like frequencies, the name of the frequencies you can put in, and it show you the CPCSS, that's the RX and CX, to show you all that in the front. And that one is Rockdale.
WSMJ 418 test.
I made a little makeshift mask for my three-directional Yagi. I got it about an extra 6 feet in the air out of my window on the second floor here. And on the reception side, I get about 5 or 6 more. So normally on the R, on the bottom of my radio, it'll say like 27 to 30. Now I'm sitting in like the mid-30s. So I mean, it's a small improvement. It was like a proof of concept. So I'm definitely going to be investing in a larger mask, something more permanent, and probably that Harvest DC200 that you recommended me.
Oh yeah, believe me, you cannot go wrong on that DC200. And you know, I'm not going to say I had it really, and it was so beautiful. Everybody hear me? Very clear, no noise, no scratch, no nothing. Because I had a DB20G. DB20 I have. I have Reality DB20, and that's what I was hooked up with. Even if the DB20, I don't know if you have one or not. So they were about $87. Now it's about $100. You know what I mean? But it does everything. And it's a beautiful radio.
Yeah, I have the DB25G for just GMRS right now. But I'll take a look at the DB20. You said it does everything, so like ham, UHF, HF, and all that stuff.
Oh yeah, it does everything, believe me. I have it right now. I have two of them, I'll be honest with you. One of them is in the garage I have, and the other one is in the car. And I talk ham on it, and I talk on GMRS, both of them. On both of these, the DB20, the DB25, I'm not going to knock it down, but it really, you don't need the 25, you need the 20. It gives you a clear shot. And I don't know if you ever heard me out there on when I'm driving. And that's all I had.
Yeah, there was a couple of times I think you were possibly meeting up with a couple of the FBI guys for breakfast, and you were in your mobile, and you sounded really good. So if you were on the DB20, that's definitely going to be a radio I'm checking out eventually.
Oh, yeah. See, it's very easy to, well, when you get your license, really, I'll tell you how to open it up. You can get the, you know, but I'm not going to say it on the radio, how to open it up. And that's all I can tell you, but DB20 is better from the 25. I know what you're saying, you got the 25. It's not the 25. It's the DB20. And I don't know if you probably heard me on that. You said you heard me on that DB20. It's very clear.
Yeah, I'm familiar with having people speak or help tune your radio, give it a little full tune-up. I'm not quite sure how it's done, but I know there's people out there that can help with it. So when I do invest in a radio like that for ham and I get my license, I'll probably be searching for one of those kind of people.
All right. The reason why I'm saying, because I have a good friend of mine. That's all he does, testing radios and antennas. And he recommends that DB20.
Yeah, I'll definitely, I got it written down here. When I get my ham license and I go to build a ham base station, that's probably what I'll get. And then from there, I'll probably reach out to somebody and have them make sure everything's working correctly, just so this way I can get out there a little bit better.
Oh, yeah. No problem. If you can't find nobody, don't worry about it. I'll help you out. I'll tell you exactly, but I'm not going to say it on the radio. The other different way I'll say it, but not right now, you know. He can email me or something like that. And we'll get together on the email after that. What's the phone number? And I can call me or I can call you with no problem.
Sounds like a plan, Jack. I always appreciate your guidance in these radio matters. I'm going to get out of here and finish making up my dinner and whatnot for the evening. You have a blessed evening. And again, thanks. I do appreciate your guidance, Jack. You have a great night as well.
Hey, good talking to you. We'll talk again. Go with WIUG 48.
WFMI 591 is clear.
WRXC 731 radio check.